Okay, so this is a dog update. So if you don't follow Tristan's life saga, then this probably isn't necessary for you to listen to. But if you're interested, I guess you can keep listening, I suppose. Anyway, this is just to let whoever is interested or care know that Tristan will be going into the vet on Tuesday afternoon to hopefully have whatever is stuck in his left nostril removed. I say hopefully because it just depends on how things line up, if they're super busy in the surgery suite, or if they need to have him come in on Wednesday morning to do this. So, I'm really hoping for the best, which would be that best case scenario is that they don't need to do a CT. And that they can read the x-rays that he already had done a couple weeks ago at our vet. And that they can figure out exactly where this thing, I have no idea what it is lodged, like, in his nostril. They sedate him and they put the scope down and take it out. Of course, nothing ever goes according to plan. So. I'm not holding my breath that this is going to be what actually happens. What will probably happen is that they'll have to do a CT, and then while he's under, hopefully while he's under like light sedation, they can remove whatever it is out of his nostril or his skull or whatever's broken. Worst case scenario is that they have to put him under completely and then, do whatever. Hopefully not. Because I don't really, I mean, I don't know any animal owner that is like, woohoo, put my dog under, please. Because it's just, it's anesthesia, and it's your dog, or your cat, or your hamster. Although I don't know why you would put a hamster under him, but. So yeah, this has been going on long enough, and I'll be happy when it's done. It's going to be a very expensive procedure, but he's our dog, so, what do we do? Hopefully they don't tell me that it's something, that is unable to be fixed or that is, detrimental to his health or quality of life. The vet, when he took the x-ray, didn't seem too concerned about that. So I guess we'll find out when we get there and they, look it over and scan him if they have to scan him some more. So yeah. So that's your update about Tristan. And I figured it was just easier to do this than trying to type a whole bunch of like letters and think about how I wanted to say stuff. So yeah, keep him in your thoughts. Positive vibes are always appreciated. He likes those. And hopefully he'll be fine by this time on Thursday. Hopefully it's not like a rock stuck up his nose or something. It's probably just like a polyp or something that got stuck in there. And since it's only on one side, I'm not too worried, This has been going on. He's gotten used to it, but we don't want him to be used to it anymore. So, I will keep you guys posted as to how it goes.